Choir, for blessing us with your beautiful songs. And I'd like to say good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. It's good to see our brothers and sisters are slowly but surely returning back to the house of worship. And we thank you for coming with us today who are in the sanctuary. We want to thank those who are listening over KKMC and those who are listening over the internet. And we pray that you might experience God's love, power, and comfort that only God's Word can give us. You can also find an outline in today's pastor's sermon today in the church bulletin. Our scripture of the month is in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 7. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee another, you seven ways. Of course, this coming week's activities, Wednesday the 22nd, the midweek prayer service will be held at Bethel Baptist Church at 7:30 p.m. We will be broadcast live. If you wish to join us and pray with us from your home, please email us at secretary@bbcmh.org. And the Bible studies for this week have been canceled. As you know, we begin each worship Sunday with Sunday morning Bible study at 9:45 a.m. And we'd like to encourage as many as that can come be a part of that study with us. Our remaining services of today has been canceled. And now let us continue to praise the Lord with Tae Young at the piano and Victor Laurel leading our songs.
So why don't we turn to our first song, number 67, How Can It Be? And we'll sing verse 1 and 3. How Can It Be? Number 67. person like me, right? So true. Why don't we turn to our second song, 424, Send the Light. And we'll sing the first and the last, Send the Light, 424.
To be here. As you know, tomorrow is Memorial Day, the celebration of Memorial Day, which is a day that has been set aside to remember those who have passed in service to our country. And so from our own Bethel, those who have served our country and have since passed, Romulo Noriel, Dr. Joe McCormick, Donald Detweiler, Dr. Gabriel Otero, in James Cianello. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for your divine presence and grace. As we are looking forward to the celebration of Memorial Day that remembers those who have given of their lives as a sacrifice for freedom of this country, and most importantly, towards you, who gave his life as a sacrifice for sin. And we rejoice in the gift of freedom and the gift of eternal life through faith in Christ that you have placed within our hearts and our minds. And that you do a mighty work to bring people under yourself, to call a people under yourself, that they would become yours and dwell with you for all eternity. in the Psalms, it tells us, it says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower." Father, we look to you for your strength and your protection, for your preservation and for your guidance, that we would humbly seek after you and to serve you, and that we would find our purpose and our life in you. I pray for those, Lord, who need your transforming and your reforming power, whether they are the people of Bethel or people outside of Bethel, that they would have a deep longing and thirsting and desire for your word, that the Bible studies and the preaching of the word and the reading of the word would be a significant part of their life, that those that are around us, neighbors and family and co-workers, that they would hear of your transforming power and they would see it being lived out before them through your children. And I pray for this country as it has turned its back upon you and is, in many ways, it's in a mode of panic and fear, that they would be calm and look to you for wisdom and guidance and direction, that you would be received by them as their true love and their true hope. And Lord, we are in the midst of a pandemic, and I pray for those who are infected with the COVID-19 virus, for you to comfort them and the families, for your healing power upon them and to strengthen them. And those who are fearful of it, for your calm spirit in your blessed presence. We pray for those who are sick with the infirmities of this world, for little Ida needing strength in her blood, for Leonard and Fern Rice with several health issues, for you to strengthen them. And we pray for your divine guidance and for your divine purpose to be made manifest in our lives and in theirs. Lord, we're thankful for those who are expecting and they're anticipating bringing a new life into this world. Candace Avila expecting in July, Esther Palais expecting in September. Thank you, Lord, and pray for those families. We pray for your wisdom and guidance as we seek to understand your will. As we, as a church, look to how we can first reopen our facilities and make sure everything's in place, and we look forward to that happening soon. And as we look to how we can fix our structure and our facilities, that we would have one building all joined together at one level, that we can all engage and embrace one another. And we pray that you would use us in a mighty way to reach out into Morgan Hill and to the surrounding areas with your gospel, and that your word would transform the lives of people. We lift up to you our brother Lee, who's looking for work, and that you would open up the doors of opportunity there for him. And Lord, we pray for your hand of blessing upon our missionaries throughout the world, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Bogota, Colombia, Marta Peretti serving in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women in Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis training missionaries throughout the United States. Father, we pray for you to bless these missionaries and use them in a mighty way for your divine kingdom and for your divine purpose and glory. We pray for the offering that is about to be received, that it would be used for your honor and your glory, to lift up and encourage the people of Christ in to serve you and to follow after you. We pray for your spirit to bless us who support the work of ministry, whether they're listening here in KK over in the sanctuary, over KKMC, over the radio, or over the internet, or later on in the CD. Bless them with your divine wisdom and guidance as you provide our every need. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir, for blessing us once again. We're going to be studying in God's Word in Nehemiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. That's Nehemiah chapter 11, 1 through 4. And if you'll please stand for the reading of God's Word. Now the leaders of the people dwelt at Jerusalem. The rest of the people cast lots to bring one out of 10 to dwell in Jerusalem. The holy city and 9 tents were to dwell in other cities. And the people blessed all the men who willingly offered themselves to dwell at Jerusalem. These are the heads of the province who dwelt in Jerusalem. But in the cities of Judah, everyone dwelt in his own possession in their cities. Israelites, priests, Levites, Nethinim, and descendants of Solomon's servants. Also in Jerusalem dwelt some of the children of Judah and of the children of Benjamin. May God bless the reading of his word. Let us now bow with a word of prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, we enter into your holy of holies by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we come into your presence to offer you the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving for all that you have done for mankind, especially providing salvation to all who call upon your name to be saved. For your word tells us in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Father, may many call upon you this day. Our Father and gracious Lord, on this Memorial Day weekend, we remember and give thanks for those who have given their lives in the service of our country. When the need was greatest, they stepped forward and did their duty to defend the freedoms that we enjoy and to win the same for others. O God, you yourself have taught us that no love is greater than that which gives itself for another. These honored dead gave the most precious gift they had, life itself, for loved ones and neighbors, for comrades and country, and for us. Help us to honor their memory by caring for their family members they left behind, by ensuring that their wounded comrades are properly cared for, by being watchful caretakers of the freedoms for which they gave their lives, and by demanding that no other young men and women follow them to the soldier's grave unless the reason is worthy and the cause is just. Holy Father, help us to remember that freedom is not free. There are only times when the cost is indeed dear. Never let us forget those who paid so a terrible price to ensure that freedom would be our legacy. Though their names may fade with the passing of generations, may we never forget what they have done. Help us to be worthy of their sacrifice. Oh, Father, help us to be worthy. Now, Father, bless your word as it goes out. Bless all the hearers of your word. And bless our pastor, a great servant of yours, Greg Tomlinson. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.